A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Meanwhile, Mary stayed near the tomb weeping. Then, still weeping, she stooped to look inside and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not recognize him. Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." Jesus said, "Mary." She knew him then and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary of Magdala went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this most beautiful gospel today, Jesus reminds us not to cling to anyone, anything. Imagine it. Jesus is asking Mary Magdalene, whom he knows loves him deeply, not to cling to him. What a tall ask. She has just lost him in death, her heart is broken, and now it seems she has found him, yet he asks her not to hold on to him. What else would you want to do when you were reunited with the one you loved? During the time leading up to Easter, the reading seemed to me to be inviting us to put on the mind of Jesus, to become like him. As I asked myself, what is the mind of Jesus? I came to realize it is about self-emptying. Listen to Paul. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself and became like one of us. Paul goes on to tell us in his letter to the Philippians that Jesus emptied himself even further, to accepting death on a cross. Yes, this mystery of the death of Jesus was about Jesus emptying himself to the extent that there was no thought of self. He was totally turned towards the other, towards God. So here in today's gospel, when Jesus says to Mary, "Do not cling to me," I believe he is inviting her to the same self-emptying. She is being encouraged to put on the mind of her Jesus. At first glance, this may seem rather negative. Yet when we look deeper, we realize that being empty of self makes room for the divine, for the love we long for. Notice how when Jesus first speaks to Mary and asks her why she is weeping, he adds, "Who are you looking for?" He knows in his heart, which is empty of all else but love, that she could only be looking for him. Mary's heart, which must also have been empty of all love, of all but love, sorry, responds by asking him, whom she mistakenly thinks to be the gardener, to tell her where he has placed the body of her beloved. And miracle of miracles, once she hears her name, she knows it to be her beloved. Yet she may not cling to him, as she has to be emptied even more of self, so Jesus can send her forth on a mission. "Go and tell the others that I am returning to my Father and their Father, to my God and their God." It seems to me this is truly the journey of a lifetime, to be so empty of self I can recognize Jesus in all his invitations. Makes me ponder the life of Mary Magdalene and how she came to this self-emptying. As I ponder more deeply, the way becomes obvious. Only love can make this possible. Our hearts need to be empty to be filled with the gift of love. Like Mary Magdalene, we go while it is still dark, clinging to what we think gives us security, looking for the light. Our grief, our worries and troubles, our life experiences can be so overwhelming. It is hard not to cling to the little we think we have. Yet when we do let go of what we think is important, we, like Mary, hear Jesus call our name, and we recognize him as the gift of love in our hearts that sets us free of self and one with him. And then, with all Christians united throughout the world, all believers, we can sing what the early Christians sang, and we can pray and sing even in our darkness. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.